Thank you. Roberto Di Marino's Guitar Concerto, performed by guitarist Robert Belinich and the Russian Symphony Orchestra Prokofiev, conducted by Miran Valpotich. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Up next are selections from Eight Memories in Watercolor by Ten Dun. Thank you. From a new recording by the Beijing Guitar Duo, we've just heard selections from Eight Memories in Watercolor by Ten Dun. Returning to our earlier theme of music written about winter, this is Piazzolla's setting of winter from his Four Seasons in Buenos Aires.
Thank you.
From Piazzolla's Four Seasons in Buenos Aires, we've just heard Winter, performed by the Afar Cry Chamber Orchestra, guitarist Jason Vio, and bandoneon player Julian Labro. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Dirks und Werks guitar duo. They're performing Danza non Danza by Daniel Wertz. Thank you. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the Dirks und Wirks guitar duo performing Danza non Danza by Daniel Wirtz. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.